Besides being the most wonderful time of the year, this can be the most expensive. Not trying to sound like Scrooge, but this is like hunting season for fraudsters. So when you shop with your Farmers and Merchants Bank debit card, take peace of mind with you and download our Me Banking mobile app. Use it to turn your debit card off and on. Plus, get security alerts right on your mobile phone. Drop by for a visit or go to mebanking.com to learn more. Farmers and Merchants Bank, here for your wonderful life. Member FDIC.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Just like basketball, life presents us many challenges, and then we adjust our game plan. Central Heating and Cooling knows in most homes, your heating and cooling system accounts for approximately 60% of your utility cost. And systems with a planned maintenance can save up to 30%. Slam dunk! Call Central Heating and Cooling at 425-4717 to adjust your game plan. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
We welcome you back to Branson, Missouri, here at Pirate Arena. We're at halftime of the Bomber Boys game. It's time for the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show, Central, where comfort exceeds expectation. Give Matt Martin a call at 425-4714. We're joined at the podium by Dell Leonard. Dell, first of all, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Looks like 2.5 weeks, kind of Thanksgiving hangover. You know, we didn't play very well.
Points, 16 rebounds.
She'll tell you, she should have 30. But it's one of those nights, and I'm glad we won. I just hope we can, those games where if you'd lost it, they would have learned a lot. You hope they can learn a lot by winning and be thankful for winning. They're great kids. And, there's a lot of it's hard to get in the rhythm right now, especially for it's a lot easier for a post player to play volleyball and then off to come in and have interest, success, and impact than it is a guard. She's very happy that we won. She's really hard on herself. She's going to play. I wish Kyra was here to talk to her because when Kyra came out of volleyball last year, and it just takes a while to get that rhythm and that flow. Leah's a competitor. They got a lot of pride and they want to play better. But we got to let that one go and move on. We got a tough game tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got Lake Hamilton Lady Wolves tomorrow night. I asked Josh this earlier. Of course, the objective is to bring back a trophy, go 3-0 in this thing, help prepare you for, we go to the Cabot tournament next week, and then we got our Christmas tournament with a few games sprinkled in between there, then our conference, then the state tournament. Other than bringing home a trophy and going 3-0, what are you looking out of your kids these next two games?
Well, honestly, I really don't even care about the trophy. If we were 1-2 or 2-1 and we got better, then if we went 3-0 and didn't get better, that's what you're looking for this time of year. I'm looking for us to create some rhythm on offense. And, you know, defensively, we're way ahead of where we were this time last year. I think he gave us 16 points in the first quarter, and it made his game to 23 for the games.
Yeah.
So, and it was a game where we watched film, and we prepared, but we made simple adjustments. The way we were driving our kids were so close to them. And they did a great job on them. But what I'm looking for is to get better. To get better every game. And I'm also looking for kids to stop dwelling on the negative. And, you know, we got too many kids that they're great kids and they are really good basketball players. And they are making mistakes and they're letting it affect the next play. And they've got to stop doing that and they got to move on to the next play. Whether they make a great play or have a bad break, they have to move on.
Get much easier. You got Lake Hamilton, then you go to Cabot, Lake Cabot one time maybe, and then, you know, got the best girls conference, probably one of the best girls conferences in the country, in ours.
You know, Lake Hamilton was sitting up there watching us tonight, and you know, I see Coach Conley over there, and, you know, they're probably not too worried, to be honest with you. I mean, I'm sure they're worried about some things that fall, but, you know, our team, I guess here's the moral of the story. Because I've coached a long time, and I can remember years when we played like that. Didn't shoot it well, didn't block.
Hey, you just get drilled.
And turned over, and we just had no chance. And, you know, they won. I mean, they won. I played off. You know? And so, that's a good thing, you know. That's a good thing. And I told them that a lot. It's a heck of a feeling to be able to have a team that you can. And Balder wasn't bad. And, you know, I guess in coaching, one of the greatest things in the world is to have a team that's not very talented. Like maybe my daughter's team, she was playing her junior and overachieved.
Kind of, yeah.
That's one of the greatest things. And one of the toughest feelings in the world, and one of the worst feelings.
Is when you know you should have won.
When you're super talented and don't take advantage of that team. Yes, we will. These girls will. You know, I like the fact that they've got pride and want to be better. I just want them to finish the game. They gotta move on to the next play.
Well, Dell, congrats on moving to 2-0. Thank you for your time. Always a pleasure.
I appreciate it. I hope my boys can get over their little Thanksgiving hangover or 2.5 week break hangover. Like, you know, we start out like this, and you know, I hope they can get going here and find a way.
And we'll see. That was the Central Heating and Cooling Halftime Show. Central Heating and Cooling, where comfort exceeds expectation, 425-4717. Bombers trailing 31-22 at halftime. We'll take a short little break, bring you the second half here on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!